This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inske. Today's consumer health news includes a depressing note for those hoping to stay healthy without spending too much time. The government now says you may need an hour and a half of exercise every day. Some researchers and fitness buffs are questioning that recommendation. So NPR's Allison Aubrey looked into how much exercise you really need. Experts say the key involves your commitment more than the time you've spent.
The way personal trainer Alan Harris sees it, there are just two kinds of clients. Those who say they're motivated to exercise, and those who actually do it.
Now make sure your knees come straight down.
Okay, are
you ready? Gotta do it, gotta keep doing it, keep doing it. Great, come on, gotta get them stronger, gotta get them stronger.
Tonight, Harris is hovered over his client, 38-year-old Laura Bennett. She's on her back, and from a bench press, she pushes 30-pound weights towards him.
She's in a light workout today, so we're actually finishing up on the bench press. We're gonna do it five times. There we go. That's it. Okay, ready?
One, two, three, hop!
All right, ease him on down.
Harris says the very simple thing that separates the doers, like Bennett, from the wannabes is routine. Clients who stick with it, he says, learn to view exercise as an obligation, as a set of unbreakable appointments in their weekly schedule.
There is no other option than to do this. That's the one thing he put in my mind, and that's the one thing that I caught on to, started seeing results, and that was my motivation to keep going. It's a way of life.
So why is becoming a regular exerciser so much easier said than done? Ellen Manovitz is a behavior change expert at Cornell Medical Center. He explains research shows that when people are striving to break old patterns and make big lifestyle changes, their goals often seem too intimidating.
The trick or goal in any behavioral change is to reframe long-term change into a strategy of immediate, reinforceable, achievable goals.
Almost the way the coach of a sports team breaks down a whole season into single plays.
So a basketball coach will say, yes, we have an 82-game season, but I only want you guys to focus on tonight's game, and here's the plans for the first 2 minutes, and then I'm going to bring somebody off the bench. I'm going to motivate you to put out your full effort in the next minute.
For those who hire a personal trainer, play a group sport, or take exercise classes, this sort of coach motivation can come with the package. But going it alone can be much tougher. Ruth Quillian-Wolliver is a health psychologist at Duke University. She explains people who want to start exercising but are not naturally inclined often have a hard time ignoring what she calls the external cues they pick up from sedentary society.
So you are in a rush to your meeting, and you can either take the stairs up two flights or you can hop on the elevator. You see that four people are waiting for the elevator, and so you just kind of go with the crowd.
Overturning this impulse to follow the crowd may require seeking out like-minded people. Exercise physiologist Glenn Gaeser of the University of Virginia says multiple studies have validated the effectiveness of finding a reliable buddy or friend.
You can carry on a conversation when you're exercising. So take a nice brisk walk for 30 minutes with a friend, and you can accomplish a number of things. Exercise and also have a nice little social activity.
Gaeser says, contrary to new perceptions, 1/2 hour of exercise 5 times a week is a good goal for most people.
The biggest improvements in health come about with the first 20 or 30 minutes of exercise you do per day. Those that do 30 minutes a day get a huge benefit. If you double that, the return on your investment gets smaller and smaller.
Obviously, Gaeser says, if you're training for a marathon or some other high-endurance event, you'll need more. But studies show that if you're striving for the heart benefits and energy boost that exercise can bring, the 30-minute rule applies. Exercise physiologist Bob Karsh does not disagree with this take, but he's also part of an advisory panel that helped shape the new government recommendations calling for a shocking 90 minutes of exercise a day.
We've reached a point in time when we need some shock value.
Karsh explains the 90-minute message is aimed at the growing number of Americans who need to lose weight. He says it's based on the simple mathematics of calories in, calories out.
In a pound of fat, there's 3,500 calories. So you could run a marathon and not burn the equivalent of a pound of fat.
So where does this leave would-be exercisers? The government is directing the least likely of Americans to begin burning inordinate numbers of calories. Experts like Gaeser say, stick with the basics, grab a friend, and take a brisk walk. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.